As you know, recently there has been this change in the political setup in Sierra Leone. We are in the transition of having a government now, or something like that.
What is the latest, by the way?
Pardon?
What is the latest news, by the way?
That there's
And
going
how
to be.
recent is that? Pardon? You know?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
They
Let
have
me be
made.
clear on what the impact, the events.
Okay.
Then I'll answer your question, please.
Okay.
They have made elections.
That I know, yes. I
Yes.
mentioned
And what is going to happen? They haven't been able to get 55%. So the next election, the second round, will be on the 15th.
On the second, on the 15th.
Yes, sir.
In which all the parties will participate, or the first few, two, three, were in the top. You see, the party which got we do majority of votes, well, I think they won by 45. They got 45% of the votes cast. Is that right?
35, 22, and
35 was the second or the first?
The first one was 35.
I thought it was 45.
35.
So 35, 22,
and 16.
And there was a talk of their coalition government, and also a national government was also mentioned by the leading party. But the problem, the main problem which the Western countries face is that the votes cast were 50% of the total votes. So 35 of the 50% makes practically 17% or thereabout of the total, which they think does not entitle this party to represent the whole country. Now, this argument is fallacious, of course, because those who did not vote, among them would be those, if they had voted, they would also vote perhaps in the same proportion. It was not a party which boycotted the election, of which you can say with certainty that if they had voted, they had voted, they would have voted against the elected representatives. They're a mixed, nondescript gathering, mass of people. They could not vote because of the fear of their life. So we can extend this argument that if those who could vote had given their mind to us, shown their mind, and which party they trust, that could be logically extended also to that 50% which have not voted. But they are still not happy about it. So a new election is to be held very soon. When?
15th.
And if
Second round.
Second round.
Yes.
You know, at every round, if the army kills it's a few thousand people from here and there, how many rounds it would require
That is
for the voters to be reduced, to drop to zero level? The whole population cannot be wiped out, but the voters in the next round would be more careful and more concerned for their life. Very sad situation. But when is it, by the way? The allegations are made. I don't know that whether actually the army did what is alleged that it did, but one thing is certain, that the present head of the state did not like the election to take place during this period. He expressed his fears that if election took place, there would be large-scale rioting and bloodshed. Let's first establish peace, then we should turn to the elections. But he kept true to his word, in the sense that when he called for the leaders of opinion from all the country to advise him, and when they unanimously advised him that whatever may happen, we must have election. So he kept true to his word, he had that election. Now the rest is all just allegations and surmises. Some people say, see, he was true. He was right in his assessment, and he was genuine. That is why he did not want the elections to be held. The others say the culprit is now caught. It has been throughout the army which has been involved in the massacre of their own people and the homicide. So now he, to prove that his threat was right, he did this. And the advantage goes to the ruling party. So they argue that we are not in a position to judge either way. Allah knows best. But things are far from clear to the outside world. So let's hope this time, if the election is held, the foreign countries which are spending a lot of money,
about $11 million,
they have already committed that much money, they would be interested in having some results. So maybe they take themselves certain measures that the unfortunate, ugly story of the last election is not repeated, and a much larger number of voters are free to cast their votes. And do cast their votes, then things will become clear. And when did you say it would happen?
On the 15th.
Friday.
15th of what?
March.
March? March. Yes. Achoo, very close. That's, Allah bless the country. I love this the country very much. Sierra Leone is one of those countries which welcomed Ahmadiyyat outstandingly and continued to do so. Until recently, they led the whole of Africa in getting more converts to Ahmadiyya and Islam in one single year, and they did it for many years together. Unfortunately, these bad conditions and the ugly situation which developed has hampered the progress of preaching to a degree. But that is a compulsion of the people. Nothing can be done about it until peace is established. What I'm telling you is that Sierra Leone is the one country which was looked up to by all other African countries as a model of progress of Ahmadiyya for many, many years. And this is the one country which was looked down upon with fears by the Christians. They say, if we fall over the edge of the precipice, it will be this country. Because here, Ahmadiyyat has become very strong, and they are making the Christian churches pack up and leave the country. This is printed material from which I am quoting this. So that is why, naturally, I should have a very special regard for Sierra Leone, and that I have. Let's hope and join in prayer that Allah may change the world. Things to better, and we find peace again.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Peace.
Well, just in the same vein as you've been going, what I would say is, what advice you think you can give, you know, with the kind of situation in the country at the moment?
I've already given the advice.
Yeah.
In answer to all these questions, partly here, partly there, you know, I gave the advice. It is highly essential for you to return to your moral entities, not to your tribal entity, because one is pitched against the other. Unless a unity is somehow forged in Sierra Leone, things cannot improve. And for that, Ahmadiyyat is working very hard to bring them under the common platform of Ahmadiyya Islam. And wherever we are successful, the whole Sierra Leone is witness to it, that peace establishes there. The Ahmadiyyat goes, discipline comes, peace comes, education comes, health is improved, and so on and so forth. So the real answer lies in this. But you are not outside the Sierra Leone, who do not live in Sierra Leone. They are not doing anything to assist this process. Because you should have sought other Sierra Leoneans living here, and you should have preached to them, so that when they return to their country, they go to their own respective tribes and start planting Ahmadiyyat wherever it is yet not planted, So it is highly essential to collect and muster all your forces wherever you are, in England, in Germany, in other Western countries. All Sierra Leoneans, Ahmadis, should join hands and forces to convert at least the Sierra Leoneans living in those countries. Right?
Yes, thank you.